Amud Aleph. Just let us go over quickly the Gemara, so we should be in our minds when we learn the Tosfos and that we have not learned it yet. Let's start from the small Gimel. It's in the middle of a Barai. Mol is not Deiche Shabbos. Shabbos Shamei Oimrem Tzorech Lahatef Mimenu Damris Ubeisilol Oimrem Einei Tzorech. Beis Shamei holds that Tzorech Lahatef Mimenu Damris Ubeisilol Oimrem Einei Tzorech. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. That is the Machlokes Beis Shamei and Beisilol. And Rashi says Pshat, and that's the Posh the Pshat in the Gemara, that the Machlokes is Bechol. But b'Shabbos, according to everyone, it is not Deiche Shabbos. That is the V'Loi Sofik Deiche HaShabbos. This is speaking about Noilat K'shuhu Mol. Omar Rab Shimon ben Eloza, Le'nechluku b'Shami b'Silul al Noilat K'shuhu Mol She'tzorech Lahatev Mimeno Damris. That is, Rashi explains that it's speaking about B'Choyl. Everyone holds B'Choyl that there's a chiyuv latif mimenu damris al ma nechleku al ger shenizgaya kshuhu mol. The machlokes b'Shami b'Silul was if a ger is nizgaya when he was mol already, she b'Shami oimrim tzorech lahatif mimenu damris or b'Silul oimrim ein tzorech lahatif mimenu damris. So the two lashaynes in the Gemara are according to the Tanikame, Beisilul Bechlal holds Noilad Mol, there's no din of a Tofes Dambris. And Beishamai holds that according to the Tanakama, there is a din of a Tofes Dambris by Noilad Mol. According to Rav Shimon ben Eloza, everyone is Moide that there's a din of a Tofes Dambris by Noilad Shuhu Mol, and there is a Machloikis by Gershon Izgayek Shuhu Mol, there's a din of a Tofes Dambris. Let us just go the Gemara further. We should have the whole thing, the whole picture in front of us. Amama. V'loisofik doiches ha-shabbos lasu yemai. The first tzir of the Baraisa was that sofik is not doiches ha-shabbos lasu yod etona rabbonam ben shive mechalun olaves ha-shabbos. If a tinnik is a ben shive chadoshim, say mechal olaves ha-shabbos. You make Mila ben Ches, ain Mechal and Olaves HaShabbos. Sofik ben Zayin, Sofik ben Ches, is also ain Mechal and Olaves HaShabbos. Ben Shmoyna Reyu Ke'even, Ba'osa Letalteloi, a ben Shmoyna Vadai. See, as a din of a mukze, of a stone, Ba'osa Letalteloi, aval ima yishoyche umenikosai mibnei asakonim. But the mother is not metaltal him, but she bends over him and he's yainik from her mibnei asakone, because the ribui cholov eitzel ha'im is asakon. Itma Rav Omar haloche ketanekame. So Rav says the haloche is like the tanekame. So according to the tanekame, there is no haloche. There is no such inyan of atofes dambris because it's a machlokes b'shami b'silu by noilad mol. And Beisil Bechlal does not hold the inyan of a Tofes Damris by Noilad Mol. Seit Merav Oma Halochi Ketane Kame. Shmuel Oma Halochi Ke Rab Shimon Ben Elozo. According to Rab Shimon Ben Elozo, so it comes out that Sai Beishamai, Sai Beisil will hold that a Noilad Mol is a Chiyav a Tofes Damris. Rab Ade Baravis Yadad Leyahu Yenuke. Rabada Barave was born a Yingle Kshuhumol, so was born on Shabbos a Yingle Kshuhumol. The next Shabbos was the Bris. Ahadrei Atleiser Moiloi. So he went to 13 Moilim to be Malim the next Shabbos, and they were not interested in being Mal. The last time we had learned this Gemara, we were Moirer, we will see Ravada Barave was a Moil Mumche, so why was he Mahader first that 13 other Moilim should be Mal his child? So Be'emesin, this Ha'ore is mentioned in the Trumas Hadeshin, Simen Reish Samachay, And the Trumas Hadeshin has three mahalchim to explain Rav Ada Barab. Mahalach number one is there's a Shitas HaPoiskim that hold as follows. That Be'emesin Mekalkul Bechabure is Potter. The reason why one is not permitted to be Malhe's child in Shabbos is because this goof is a tikkun. That's why you need a gilu yakro that Yom HaShmini is doiche Shabbos. Because the mile is a tikkun. What is the tikkun? The tikkun is not the kiyum mitzvah. The tikkun is that he becomes a sholaim, he becomes a tomim. That is the tikkun. So there is a shitas harishayim that holds as follows. So even though the Pasuk says that mitzvahs mila is doiche Shabbos, even though this chabure is a mesakin, it becomes a tomim. So that only applies if there's no one else to be mal. If there's no one else to be mal, because by the father it is a tikkun, that his son is a sholem. So by him it is a tikkun. By another mail, was geitem on, that the nimel is yod, mesukin, nisht mesukim, so geitem go nishtam. So by another moil, the mile is a din of a mekalkul. By the father, the mile has a din of a mesak. So just like we had learned, by mile bebaheres, the Gemara had asked that if it is possible to have another moil, if it is possible to have another moil, one should, a father should not be mal. Because why, if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, there's no Din Triyeh. So Memela, these Rishonim held also as follows. They held that if there's another Moyel on Shabbos, so in order to avoid Chilo Shabbos, it means when another Moyel is Moyel Atinik, it's called a Mekalkul Bechabura. Because he doesn't derive any benefit that the Tinik becomes a Nimel. If the father is Mal, so it's called a Mesakin Bechabura. Because he derives benefit that his son is a sholem. So memeila, so they hold la halacha, if there are other moyelim, a father is not permitted to be mal on Shabbos. So memeila, that's one mahalach that the Trumas Hadeshin has, a raya to these poiskim, that on Shabbos, in order to avoid chilul Shabbos, one should be mechabed a different moyel. That is mahalach number one. Mahalach number two, the Trumas Hadeshin says he doesn't like the Shitas HaPoiskim. So Mahalach number two, he says as follows, because there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Halachi Ketane Kameh, and so according to Rav, there's no mitzvah mila by a noilad mol. Shmuel holds Halachi Rav Shimon ben Elozo. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elozo, Beisil is also moided as a mitzvah mila by a noilad mol. So Memele, we'll see later, Rav Ada bar Rava was mescharet, he was over al date de Rav. So al kaponim, he didn't want to do behedye keneged Rav. So he wanted to get, let another moyel do it. Why should he be the sheiget? That's why he wanted another moyel to do it. Because he didn't want to chepper with Rav. The other moyel did it, Memele. So he was mahadah for 13 moyelim to make the bris, and no one, forget all of them held like Rav. That only according to Beis Shammai, it is only according to Beis Shammai, it is there's a din of mila by noilad mon. That's also bechel and not b'shabbos. Bekitzer, the reason he was mechabed them, he didn't want to be pegay bekvoidei shel Rav. A third reason the Trumas Hadeshin says that be'emison the mila of a noilad mon is a very tricky mila. So Memele, even though Rav Ada bar Rava was a moyel, but he wasn't such a bucky. So therefore, he wanted to get another moyel. Lemaisa, all the other moyelim were not interested in being mal. So Memele, so now he had a shaila what to do. So he held if there's no other moyel, in Lishitosi there's a mitzvah of Yom HaShmini by a noilad mol. So he'll make the bris. That was his hachlote. Agavucha, I thought, would be maybe a shtikel raya, a dmus raya al kaponim. There's a very interesting machloikis, the Mogen Avram in the Taz, the din is like this, that if the shatz will become mevulbul, the shatz and musaf in Rosh Hashanah, if it will become mevulbul, b'shast ki yeshayfer, so you shouldn't blow shayfer in the shmenes, it will become mevulbul. And the yochel achzer letvilosai. So the shayl is, what if you don't have another bal tekeya? And you have a shatz that might get mevulbul. So what should you do? It's a very delicate shayla. Mitzad echot, if they won't blow shayfer, so you're losing the seder of the tkiyas al abroches. It's a beginning. Imro lefanei the zechaynes amalchias the shayfer is that's an inyan to be tekeya b'shas the amiras habsukim. If the shatz won't blow in musiv, so you're gonna lose that. So maybe it's kedai to take a gamble. Ob na bissel betochen in the rabbeinu shloilem. Or the rav shenit, me ken in ganzen verpassen. He'll start blowing, so it'll become a vuvul, you lose the davening. So what should you do? So there's a machloik is the Mogen Avrom in the Taz. The Mogen Avrom says, shev al tasa, blozn it. Davening can't still daven it. The vow we know you can daven. If you start blowing shefer, we won't even have a davening either. But nit blozn shefer. That's what the Mogen Avrom says. And the Taz says, you should give it a chance, you should blozn, hom betochen, they bishte betelfen, and absalza rebbe shetaz, and the fartik. That's what the Taz says. So be'etzem, according to the this Tumas Adeshin, the third Pshan Tumas Adeshin is a shtikl raya to the Taz. That means he didn't want to nemzach unter to mal the his son, because he knew it's a complicated meal, it's an oiled mol. So he went first to the mumchim, but no, none of the mumchim wanted to do it. Now there's a possibility he'll be mekalkel. There's a shayl of chilul Shabbos over here. He'll be mekalkel. We see Lamaisi was mekalkel, not Halamaisis. And so he doesn't know sure if he'll be able to do it. Elki gainget, he had betochen. There's a mitzvah say yayma shmini, so memele he, mitzvah say yayma shmini, he went. It's a hunte genomen. Let me tell you over the lashon of the Trumas Hadeshin. Hoy mishum de neilad mol tsarich umnis yeseire. Ulai hoya boki ba vlogge kulai hai. So memele... So he didn't want to make the bris. The Lashna Taz is yesh lo lev toyach shmina shemayim isayu ulas iskoigen. That's the Lashna Taz. So al kaponim we see a gewaldike anhoge, ravada barave, even though he knew it's a complicated meal, there's a mitzvah shayim ha-shmini, is memeila tazachun tigedom, niyad betochen. He made the bris. Ad shav yekru shofche. Abo lamais ad shav yekru shofche. Omar, Taisi lida ovri adera. So the krush ovri also wasn't toile, that me daf to zayn as a greuse bal betochen. A bal betochen daf me zayn. Ton daf me wat me gedaf ton. Ay, for us it's nish gelungin, a different reason. Because I was ovri al divrei rav. Because rav holds that only beishamai holds a noilet mol. There's a din atofas dam bris. So me meile, so... I was over at divrei rab, so that's why I was nenesh. Taisi li da ovri ad rab. Is l'chayre kan shayel ha-ben, nu, me meile er is nenesh geboren da ovri ad divrei rab. Aber, was an ever the kind gesindig? The kind is geboren a krush ofcha. He was like the, so l'chayre da achsach mir a tzaraye, to the levush in Simon Reish Chof Hei says, bor sheptarane mi onshe sholozeh that you say by a bar mitzvah, so he says, da'at ato nenesh ha-ben ba'voin ha'ov. That's l'maisa the seder that we had before in the second parak that bonim meisim, because of certain avoinis. But could be there is such a seder that the ben is nenash ba'voin ha'ov. The ben is nenash ba'voin ha'ov. So memeila is never had a gelitten. His father was over al divrei rav and there had lied the gelitten. Amalei Rav Nachman va de Shmuel lo yova. So Rav Nachman asked, he was only over Divrei Rav, he was over also over on Shmuel also. Shmuel said, Allah ki Rav Shimon ben Elozer, that what that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both are moide that there's a din of a tovus dam bris by noilad mol. Eima dam or Shmuel b'chayl. B'chayl Shmuel says that everyone is moide there's a din of a tovus dam bris. At sofik all the kvusha b'shabes miyoma. And for the Gemara, who saw a vaday ola kvusha he? He holds it's a vaday ola kvusha. That means he learned different pshat. He held according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar that it's a vaday ola kvusha. So if there's the mitzvah satovas dam bris, it is doiche Shabbos also. Rav Yosef, Omar, now the Gemara brings a machlokes Rabbah ve Rav Yosef. The itma, Rabbah Omar chayshinon shema ola kvusha he? Rav Yosef Omar, Vaday Ola Kvushi. That's a Vaday Ola Kvush. Omar Rav Yosef, Menoa Minilo, the sign Yer Rav Elazar HaKapa Roima, Leinech Leku Bei Shamei Bissol Neilik Shul Mor, Shetzorich Lahatev Mimeno Dambris, they both hold that is the Chiva Vatovas Dambris, Alma Nech Leku Lechal Ovas HaShabbos. Bei Shamei Emi Mechal Mol Ovas HaShabbos, Bei Silu Loim Rem Ein Mechal Mol Ovas HaShabbos. So that is Rabbi Lezer Akapa Shite. Rabbi Lezer Akapa holds, everyone holds that what? Everyone holds that is the din of Atovas Dambris by Noilad Mo. And the Machloikis is it Teiche Shabbos? So that's Rabbi Lezer Akapa. And he's Choylik on someone else. Lav Michlal de Tanikama Sova. Mechalin Olaves HaShabbos. And let's just, we're up to this Gemara now, let's say Pshat in the last Isis is Pshat in this Gemara. Mechlal de Tanikama Sova. The Tanikama is Rab Shimon ben Elazar. He says, Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that Sai Beis Shammai and Sai Beis, that's the Tanikama of Rab Elazar HaKapa. Rab Shimon Elazar said, Sai Beis Shammai and Sai Beis Hillel hold that there's a din atofas dambris. An anoilad mo. And now, Rab Elazar HaKapa says that everyone holds as a din atofas dambris. The machlokes is the Teiche Shabbos. So what is Rab Elazar HaKapa saying different than Rab Shimon ben Elazar? So Mistami is saying different than Rab Shimon ben Elazar, because according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that there's no machlokes in atofas dambris. Rab Shimon ben Elazar held that Sai according to Beis Shammai, Sai according to Beis Hillel, it's Teiche Shabbos. And Rabbi Lezer Kappa saying, no, in Triye Shabbos, only Beis Shammai holds it's Teiche Shabbos. Only Beis Shammai holds that it's a Avadei Ola Kvushe. But in Atovas Dambris, everyone is Moide. So you see, Klol, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's Avadei Ola Kvushe. So Mamel, that's a Raya to Rav Yosef. And that is Pshat. And Rav Adar Bar Rava, he was over al divrei Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and Shmuel, who paskened like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We see from Rav Elazar HaKapa that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that it's Teiche Shabbos. Michlal de Tane Kamasova, Mechal no loves a Shabbos. And that's what Rav Elazar HaKapa is chaylik on the Tane Kama, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Frek de Gemore, vedil me Tane Kama divrei hakel ein Mechal in Kama. Frank the Gemara, how do you know that's the machloikis? Maybe Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds, according to no one, are you mechal or Shabbos. You only make atovas dambris according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, b'chol. And Rabbi Elazar HaKapa is moisif. No, according to Beis Shammai, you do it in Shabbos. That's the Gemara's kasha. Frank the Gemara, im kein Rabbi Elazar HaKapa, taime, to Beis Shammai yosel hashmino. So he wants to tell us that Beis Shammai holds you mechal or Shabbos, Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ein mishneh. And for the Gemara dil mahochi kamal nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'dovor zeh. So pshat, and this is the way we're learning now, this is the Chiddush Eran says, the Rashba, the Chiddush Aviv, that Rabbi Elazar HaKapa is not going on Rab Shimon ben Elazar. He's going on the Tanakam of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Tanakam of Rab Shimon ben Elazar said that only according to Beis Shammai there's a mitzvah batofas dambris. According to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. So he says no. He says no. That silent Beis Shammai, silent Beis Hillel, there's a din of batofas dambris. He wants to be choylik on the Tanakam. Now Agavuche, he says, and according to Beis Shammai, it'll be Deiche Shabbos also. So Kaponim, we have no raya from. We have no raya from Rabbi Elazar HaKapa what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar really holds. Now let us see Tosfos. Loi nechleku al noilak shuhu mol shetzorich lahatef mimeno dambris. So this is the memre of Rab Shimon ben Elozo. Rab Shimon ben Elozo says there is no machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if you need a tofas dambris by noilad mol. Al ma nechleku al ger shen isgaya. So it would seem from Rab Shimon ben Elozo, the Yoiser Yesh Lahatzrech Atofe Lenoilat Shuhumo Milanis Gayer Shuhumo. If we'll ask which is more Mistava that you need a Tofes Dambris Noilat Mo or this Gayer Shuhumo, so we see from Rab Shimon ben Elozo that it's more Mistava that Noilat Mo needs a Tofes Dambris. How do we see this? No, Lenoilat Kulam Moide. Noilad mo, sai be shami be siloho, di nida tofes dambris. U beger, ike plukte. By ger, there's a plukte. Be shami says, you need be siloho, you don't need. Ve inkein. So now, Taisi says, so now, let's get down to haloch. Le kamon, de posik rab, halochi ke tane kamen. Rav said, we paskin by the tane kamen, by noilad mo. We paskin if Ravada Barava was Nenash, so it seems we paskin like Ra. So if we paskin like Ra, we given the Kaimalon Kitanekame. So what does the Tanekame say? Benoilat Kshuhumo Shein Tzorich Lahatef Mimeno Dambris. Only Beishamai Hot Tzorich Lahatef Mimeno Dambris. But they still all zain tzoch men lahatif men odambris. Is koshken, gershen, is gaya kshumo. So gershen is gaya, which is a lesser svore to be mechayev. So about the gibis, if doilud mol aloha does not need a tofes dambris, gershen is gaya, about the gibis does not need a tofes dambris. Vahalochis gedoilis loi poskoi kain. But Alochis Gedolus does not paskin like this. Elo poskoi, they say like this. The cotton ain't tzorich. The ger tzorich. The Baal Alochis Gedolus paskins la aloche, a cotton shenoilad mol does not need a tofes dambris. The ger tzorich. U the cotton vadai kedin poskoi. So the first aloche that a cotton does not need a tofes dambris, that's takois kalten, kishmua seinu. Because in our sugya vaistois that we paskin like Rav, we paskin like the Tanakama that said that according to Bisil, there's no mitzvah of a tovas dambris by noilad mo. So that halach is good. Aber begeir lachayr is noch verkehrt von unser sugya. Von unser sugya vaistois that geir is worse than cotton. So what's pshat in the baal halach is doilus? Nire lari shesom chayde yevom is the perik hachayde. Einach anami. Is a machlokes hasugyos. And in the Gemara in Yevamis, volt episodes gewesen that lemaise lahalocha ager shenizgayer kshumol needs a tofes dambris. Where do we see this in Yevamis? The sanya we learned in the Barais as follows. Harei shebo va'oma malti. A person comes to Bezen and said, I was mal lifnei Bezen. V'loi tavalti, but I was not toivu bifnei Bezen. So I need your services to watch me table. Is that the says Rabbi Yehuda? Is the Tanakamos Matvila Noisai? You table him. Umabekach Vosgate Meron. I don't know if he's telling the truth about the Mila. I don't know if the Mila was Bifnei Bezna. If it wasn't Bifnei Bezna, Vosgate Meron. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda held that there's no din bechlal that you need mila bifnei bezn. Is a mol shein good. The Rabbi Yosi Yoimer ain matvilin. No, we will not toivel him. So for Taisus ve'im timtzoloi medein tzorich lahatev mimenu dam bris benizgayek shumol Rabbi Yosi. If we would say lahaloche that you don't need a tofes dam bris benizgayek shumol. Is Rabbi Yosi, am I a matvilin? So why can you toivel him? Harei hu mola fanein. Mola is, that's no shayla. Is my nafke mina im loy mola waisai bezn? Afilu bezn did not mala. Loy ea la avi mol. So it was mal shaloi bifnei bezn. Begivaini mol. So if la aloche, the way Tosfos was machiach from our sugya, that a gevoini mol does not need a tovas dam bris in tvila is sufficient. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi ein matbil in oisai? What's pshat ein matbil in oisai? Why not? What's wrong? Nimoli is. A tovas dam bris you don't need. So why can you table it? Elo vadai tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris. We see klo that Rabbi Yossi holds. You cannot rely on him that there was a mila bifnei bezin. So we have to assume that maybe there wasn't a mila bifnei bezin, so he can't be matpum unless he'll make a tovas dam bris. Ulakach ein matvila, dei negerat sheyimu v'yitvon, you'll have to make a tovas dam bris. So memeilis, Tosfos found a gemore in Yevamis, that Rabbi Yossi holds that you will not be toivu a ger shekvar nimu without a tovas dam bris. So that is pshat in the psak of the Bahag. He says, so the Bahag paskins legabi ger, he paskins like the sugya in Yevomis, that you don't, that you do need a tovas dam bris, and by kotni paskins like our sugya that you don't need. Now, before we see Tosfos further, venira le rajbe, let us look into the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is on page 356, and we should look on the left column, in the middle of the column, by the small ois cotton ches. It's mamish in the middle of the column. Benire. So now, the Rosh brings down a svore, and the svore is mentioned in Tosfos and Yevamis. To be mevayer the chilik, why noiled mohu does not need a tofas dambris, why gersh in his gayer needs a tofas dambris. Venire, the hainu time of the ger, ki vinsha hoysaloi ola, the ger once had an ola. The ola is mechayiv, a mila of some sorts. So either, if the ola is still around, you koiris the ola. If the Ola is not around, so you need, but he had an Ola, it should say Chatofet. Dinu should say Chatofet. If he had an Ola, so now, in order to make him a Nimul, you need a Tofet Zambris al Kapon. Yoyser mi Kotten shloi hoyseloi Ola. Fakel. A Kotten shloi lakshumo. We all did this Leichashin in the Ola Kvush, according to the Tanakhama. So it's Golish. He never had an Ola. So if there's no Ola to begin with, there's no Din Mile, so there's no Din Atovas Dam Bris. Ma Shein Kein, a Akum, that was Mol, an Akum that was Mol, so Lemaise, he had an Ola, so the Ola that he had is Mechayiv, that he needs Atovas Dam Bris. This is the Svara of the Bahak. Vehiksho Harav Shimshin Zal, Imkein, so Rav Shimshin hat gefragt am Meure dike Kashe. Kotin shen nimoil teuch shmoine. So he says, what'll be, if that's the criteria, so what'll be if you have a kotin that was nimoil teuch shmoine? You were malim the seventh day. So that is not a good mila. That is not a good mila. If it's teuch zmanoi. So me mele, but you're saying now alum this. But so this kotin had an ole. So Mamela, it should come out that he needs a tofas dam bris. He's like a ger. That's the cheshbon. Whenever you have an ola, there's a mechayev either of a tofas, either of krisis or ola, idei mila, or kaponim a tofas dam bris. Imkein, kotten she nimul ter shmoyne yetzorech a tofet, kiven she oysaloi ola, v'nimul shaloi bizmanoi. The mila that was done the Teich Shemayinah did not help, and the Ola he had, so you should need a Tofas Dam Bris. So Efshar Einoch Enami, the Einoch came. It's not true. Bida Omar B'Shili Pirkin, because the Gemara says further, the Heichid the Kodam Umol Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. The Gemara there speaking about that there were two Tanoikis. It was very confusing and frustrating. One was, the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos, that's Tinik Beis. In Tinnik Aleph, the bris was supposed to be on Erev Shabbos. Fine. So he went and he took Tinnik Beis and he made that bris on Erev Shabbos. So he was mal Tinnik Beis on Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos, he takes Tinnik Aleph and he's mal Tinnik Aleph on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that since in Yesod there's no mitzvah mila on him in Shabbos, because the Shabbos dik is shein gemalit, and the Erev Shabbos dik is not doich Shabbos, so mamelus is chai machatos. That's the sugi in the Gemara. Frag doch der Rabbeinu Shimshida moire dike kashe. Frag doch, what do you mean there's no mitzvah mila? This Shabbos dik yingle that was gemalit on Erev Shabbos, so he had an ola, so he needs a tofas dam bris. That's the svara. Whenever there is an ola, there's a tofas dam bris. So when mele, so there's a chiv to make a tofas dam bris in Shabbos. So when mele, so there's a chiv mila on Shabbos on this one. And the Gemara says nitazoi. The Gemara says kivin shemol shel Shabbos berev Shabbos leit nitno Shabbos litchos leit nitno Shabbos litchos. This is the Rabbeinu Shimshon's kasha on the Baal Halacha's Gedolos. That means if you'll say a yesod, that if a person once had an ole, so there's zicha a mitzvah mila on him, there's a mitzvah mila, and either you mold the ole, or you make a tovas dam bris, a mila was not made. So a mila, so the Rabbeinu Shimshon held, if you made a mila shaloi bismano, which does not help, so memela, when it comes Shabbos and it's Yom Hashmini, so you should make a tovas dam bris and it is doiche Shabbos. So that he has a kasha when a gemara fakel. There's a shach that wants to say, he only meant that there's a mitzvah of a tovas dam bris, but not that it's doiche Shabbos. But the Shagisarye and the Chsam Sofer say, there's no such thing. If there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah that I said a tovas dam bris, and this mitzvah is on Yom Hashmini, it's a zicha doiche Shabbos. So the male, that was pshat in the Rabbeinu Shimshon's kasha. But the Chsam Sofer says, he says, between you and me, I have a pasha to teretz on this kasha. He says, you know what the teretz is? It's, he's 100% right, that a tovas dam bris is doiche Shabbos. But you have to realize one thing, that this yingle, the Shabbos, the yingle had a bris erev Shabbos. He had a bris erev Shabbos, he's a chayle. So therefore, there's no mitzvah smila on Shabbos at this yingle. That's shat in the Gemara. He's a chayle, he had a bris erev Shabbos. So what's vilsto? So that's why there's no din. He's a chayle for 3 days, he's a chayle. So he can't make now a tovas dam bris. So that's why there's no mitzvah a tovas dam bris. He says, he has a magenisa, he could ferem for the Rabbeinu Shimshon's kashe. But like this, moira dike kashe. Let us see a little further. V'oit he asks another kasha. If it comes out that the criteria is, if the criteria is, if there was once an ola, so then, if there was once an ola, so then there's a chiv of a tovas dam bris. So what'll be ger shenoila kshuhu mol? Lo yeitzorich ha tofet. So then the din should be that a ger should not need a tofet. V'loi pluk. The Gemara doesn't make any chelukim if a zager, if noilad mol, not noilad mol. Okay, now we can come back to our cases. So this was the kashis that the Rabbeinu Shimshon asked on the poshet to beer in the Bahag. The nire l'rashba, this is the Rabbeinu Shimshon. The Rabbeinu Shimshon now says, anu mahalach to be mevayel pshat. What is in Lomdis? What is the difference between a noilet mohul that does not need a tofas dambris and a ger shenizgayer kshu mohul needs a tofas dambris? So the Rashba says as follows. Losa is tam bedova. Then you have to give a tam. She esvora afucha misvora de shmait. I mean, the asug yaholz faker. The ger shenizgayer is there's a smaller chiev than noilat shumol. In the Bahag says fakel. So what is this for? Behind the time. The bain cotton shen noilat shumol, and bain gershen is gaya shumol. Dinu de shneima yotunim hatofas tambris. So the Rabbeinu Shimshon says like this. I got news for you. The din of hatofas dambris has no shaykhis with ola. Hatofas dambris is a, Rashi bor a posik des dam brise a tofos dam bris mis vor khitzoyne is 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 when Rashi said the posik is in in of gamas as at the dam brise des in in of dam bris and des in in hat a yol and ish kein yol des in in of a tofos dam bris so me mailer without any psukim in giluyim whatsoever I would say Noilet Shumol needs a tofes dambris, not because of all the kvushim. Forget about all the nitkan all the kvushim. Needs a tofes dambris, and the same thing a ger also needs a tofes dambris. They be dam machen a tofes dambris. That's what I would say. Ilav the deshinin hoche dekot neitzach lahatif mimenu mishum dechsiv olosa. I have a gzeiris akosuf by koten shenoilet shumol. That by Milas Yisrael, if there's no Ola, there's no din of a tofes dambris. So this pasuk is mafkia the svore. V'davke bekotn the goli goli, beger the loy goli loy goli. That's the gilui. The gilui is vakert. He says misvore tzayin. I would say there's an inyan to make a tofes dambris by a Yisrael. That's why not. In the tofes dambris is not at all associated with tasoras ha'ola. So memela saya ger shenimol, saya kotten shenimol, saya kotten shenoylet mol. You need a tofes dambris. That would be the small chitzoyim. Say, so have a gzeiris ha'kosov. No, that by a kotten, if there's no ola, there's no a tofes dambris. V'davke bekotten the goli goli beged loy goli loy goli. So it's only, it's a gili akro by cotton, and by ger, there's no gili akro. So I lie by the svore chitzoyne. Al koponim, by the geris, you need a tofes dambris. He says, so the din bris, of Yisrael is not time to the din bris by a ger. The din bris by Yisrael is tolly in all, or the din bris by a ger is not tolly in all. Ben echananu, posik, ipche, mealoches gedoilus, punkfakert. He says that a cotton does need and a ger does not need. Ben shmoin areyu ke'even v'osa letalteloi. Nira l'ri da'achshav muta letaltel kol tenoikis. Nowadays we're allowed to be metaltel kol tenoikis. She'ein onu b'kiyim v'kulom k'moy sofik ben ches sofik ben tes. Would be preferable who say dipomim. Dipomim she'ishe misaberes somuch litviloso, or pomim she'ine misaberes. Umutalomoyloi bishabes mimonim shechidemrin lekama. So lechayre dachzach mir, the Ri is saying, what is achshav? What is nishtane from bizmana gemore? Achshav ein onu bikiyim. So it seems said onu bikiyim that Chazal knew when the Ibur was. They were able to pinpoint when the Ibur was. So Mela, they knew exactly if this was a Ben Ches or not. So Mela, they had such a Chefz of a Ben Shmoine. We do not know. We cannot know when she became the Saba. We cannot know when she became the Saba. Somach L'Tvila, Lacha Tvila. So we don't know. So we always have leeway. We always have leeway. So a mele, so it's already a sofik ben ches, sofik ben tes. No, it's a sofik ben ches, sofik ben tes. So lemaise, so will be mal mimonifshech. That means if it's a ben tes, it's a chiyiv mele, and if it's a ben ches, so he's a meis, so smachatach bosa baalme. Like this, a ben ches, I wouldn't be mal on Shabbos, because it was falterois. It's a sovik ben ches, sovik ben tes. Already there's a din mila, already mimon of shech. And then mimon, she metaltalum lotzerech mila. That's the first half of Tais. Va'afilu, now Tais says another din. Va'afilu shtein Tais is arosh. Va'afilu hu ben shmoyne vade. Afilu, we will know that he's mamish a ben shmoyne kegoyin. Shiloi boal ishtayelo pamachas upirish v'yoldol esayv ches. So we know, Claude, that this is a ben ches, alochayre now. We shouldn't be mal, we shouldn't be metaltal. Afilohochi nirali demutal epaltal emoyle b'shabbos. Im ein reyese besaroy ubetziponov kedombe beperka oru, tamrinen hay bar shivohu v'ishtahuye ishtay. He says, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, in order to be considered a genuine Ben Ches, there has to be a Reyes Besaroy Betzipono. That means that it's not, you see, that the and the Sar and the Tziponaim did not become a Tfikult yet. That is a Simen that is a Ben Ches. That is a Simen that is a Ben Ches. If the Saroy in Tziponov, there's no Reyes, so Mamela, then I'm toil as follows. So you see, he's not a Nafel. He'd be a Nafel, there'd be a Reyes in Sar in Tziponov. So since there's no Reyes, so Mistom it's a Ben Zayin. You see, the Sar in Tziponov is good. Aye, if he's a Ben Zayin, so why was he born in Chodesh Ashmini? He's a Ben Zayin that is already completely entwickled and Tuyun is garden. He remained there. The Gemara says it remained after the Shas Leide. That means in Yesod the Shas Leide was Chodesh Ashvi, and it remained there. So Memela, so Taisus is saying that if we will see that there's no Reyes Besare Betziponov. So Lemaise, the Lemaise, so he's also a Sovik Ben Zayin, Sovik Ben Ches. So we'll also make a Mila. Mipnei Asakone, the Gemara said that if the aim is Shoicha Olov, and he's Yoinik, this Ben Ches is Yoinik from the Mipnei Asakone. Asakone is Cholov, Sheshar Be Bedad. Leichashin, and what is the Chiddush Shema Tetal Toloisoi? I don't have to be afraid of that. He's mukta. L'chashin shem titalt alois. V'lo yodano. So Tosfos says, I don't understand my irya mipnei asakona. Why do you have to say that she's permitted that the ben ches should be yoinik because it's a sakona? Afilu lo yehe letzare ba'alma mutter. It mutter afilu lach loiv atzma lo hitzi cholov shebedadim. A filler would only be tsar, a double kasha. There's no sakon, it is only tsar. And number two, not that you have the ben ches that's yoini. She herself could be chayil of atzma, lohitze chol of shebedadim. And it'll be chayilach libud. Or she's doing it not because you need the chol of. Avo pi she meloche shein etzricha leguf. A filler not chayilach libud. If she doesn't want the chol of, she wants just to get rid of the cholov. Avo bishi melocha shein etzricha legufe. The chama risura tvei meyiser tilto nilu de shari. Mi di da ava mafis murse de sharine mishum tzare. We were mater mafis murse, we were mater b'mokim tzare. So memele here, she is tzare, so mater melocha shein etzricha legufe mishum tzare. Bichlal de tane kama sova di vehakel mechalalin. So Rabbi Taisis explains what I had mentioned before. The Rabbi Lezer Akapel, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Tavaye Kaimi Atanekame. Both of them are Chilik and the Tanekame. For Hochikom Elei Rabbi Lezer Akapel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo Loikach Yesh Lohoshev. Not the way you said that all of them hold that you're Mechal Shabbos by Noilat Shumo. No, not that way. They all hold you need a Tavas Tamaris Bechoil. But B'Shabbos, only B'Shamay holds you Mechal O'Shabbos. V'hash the Daik Shabbos, Michlal the Tanikame Sova. Who is the Tanikame? This that is a mistake. Perish, Rab Shimon ben Elozo. You want to look in the Raj, in the Taisus HaRosh, and the Marsho, that this is Pshat and Taisus. So Fakert is going on Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo. He's telling Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo that if you're chaylik on the Tanakh Kama, not the way you said that everyone holds your Mechal Shabbos. No, the only Bashami holds your Mechal Shabbos. Everyone holds is a mitzvah of a tofas dambris. Zogt Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Asi. Kol she'imoy t'mei oleido nimoy l'shmoyne. If the mother is tomei tumis leide, so then the zochel hanoiled is a mitzvah yom hashmini. But if the mother is not tomei tumis leide by the leides hazochel, so then there's no din of yom hashmini. Shenema, steht ein Posseg, also Isha kisaz ria, viol bezocho, betomo, uva yoim ashmini, imo psar olosay. So the whole din of uva yoim ashmini, that it is the din of shmini, is only if it's betomo shivas yomim. Then there's a din uva yoim ashmini, imo psar olosay. And like this, there's no din of yoim ashmini. Oh, Malay Abaye. Oh, Malay Abaye. Sorry. So when is the mitzvah's mila? So the mitzvah's mila is miyat. Yeah, the mitzvah's mila is miyat. Erst eingefallen. We once mentioned the goyin. The goyin brings down a gemara nida. That why is mila bishmini? Shlo yehe yakol smeichim veheim atzevim. That's why you wait to Shmini. So if I guess all the mice, so it's very good. So that's after being made to meyaleide. So you have to wait till Shmini that they should be besimcha also b'shas the bris. But if the imoy is not meyaleide or some meila is, so you don't have to wait till yema Shmini. So the mitzvah is already chal the first day. Sef sharatayne de krab idrush, but l'chayret shtims. Aber he be'oibor adrushe. Da steht in posse. The tama b'yem hashmini musar alosai. So memela, so it's tolu yesis. Yem hashmini is tolu in tumesayin. Om alay abaye deire isari shaynim yechichu. He says, if the holding of yem hashmini is tolu in the tumesayin, deire isari shaynim yechichu. Till matan teire, there was no such union of tumes leide. And there was a mitzvah of shmini. She'ein imoit me'aleide v'nimo l'shmeine. Amal loisar ab asi totem nitno teire v'nischatsho haloche. That means that's true. This pasuk is written parshas Tazria. That means, akel, the din shmini before matan teire take was teire v'nischatsho haloche. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kol she'ein imoy tmei aleidah. So Rashi says two tziyurim. Ki goyin yaitzi daifin. So there's no din of tumas. There's no din of tumas yoldes by a yaitzi daifin. The Rashi says a second case. V'nochis she'yolda. A nochis that gave birth. Ulamochal nizgayra. Ein b'no mamtin ad shmoyne el animol miyad. Now this tzir of nochis is speaking about, we'll see the Gemara Named Beis. We're speaking about there's a halacha of Yelid Bayis or Miknas Kosef, that a person was Kaina Shivche, and her child needs Mila, Miknas Kosef, Yelid Bayis, and we'll see Klo what the tzir is. So if she wasn't Toivel herself yet, so Lamaisa, so then you'll be Mal right away. If she was Toivel herself, then you'll wait 8 days. Deire so rishoyne mi Avrom ad matn teure shenit no mile vloi no gutume. That's the kashen Ravasi. So he said nit no teure nischat shaloche. Now is nischat shaloche the mi she imoy tmei oleide nimel beches vloi ache. This was nischat ish noch matn teure. Ein yifrekte gemore, it's not true. Why? For Itma, we learned as follows. Yoytzei doifin. So Yoytzei doifin does not have, this is no tumas leid. Umi sheyesh lo ishtei olas. We'll speak about that soon. But let's speak about a Yoytzei doifin. Rav Hune v'Rav Chiye barav. Chad oma machal in olav es ha-shabit. V'chad oma ein machal. So the machloik is, if you're machal or shabit on a Yoytzei doifin, or if you're not machal or shabit on a Yoytzei doifin. Is ad kan loy pligi el lechal olavas haShabbos? Is the machlokes is the meal of a yaitzei doifin doiche Shabbos is a not doiche Shabbos? Avol shmini vaday molin alei. But there's no machlokes. Is there a din of yaim hashmini? The machlokes is a doiche Shabbos. This is meal of doiche Shabbos. Avol din shmini is ichedo according to both of them. And you say since ein imoy tmei alei, there is no din shmini. So he answered him, no, you're not learning the right pshat. Fakel demachloikis is there a din of Yom HaShmini? If there's a din of Yom HaShmini, say Mechalo Shabbos. If there's no din of Yom HaShmini, you're not Mechalo Shabbos. Fakel Yom HaShmini is Daiche Shabbos, that's for sure. You only have to figure out, is there a din of Yom HaShmini? So one holds like me and one doesn't hold like me.
What did the Makshin hold? The Makshin had gelernt anders. The Makshin had gelernt, no. Everyone holds as a din of Shmini. And the Machlokes is it Teuche Shabbos? Frag this was Emes, what was Pshat in this Makshin? How did he understand the Machlokes? If there's a din, if there's a din Shmini, so you don't hold this Droshe, that Tmei Oleide is not Noyeg Yoyim HaShmini. You don't hold this Droshe, okay. So why is it Teuche Shabbos? For what legitimate reason should a Yoytzi Doifen not be Doiche Shabbos? What's wrong with a Yoytzi Doifen? How did the Makshin understand? Good, Ravasi is upgefragt. But how did you understand Pshat why isn't it Doiche Shabbos? So that's the Chmir, could be I saw this in Mroim Esodach, I think nicht, but I'll copon him. But efshe volt men azeg ken fer emferen de swasemes is kashe. The Gemara Rav Asi said kol she ein imoy tmei oleide. He has a drosh of it. Kol she ein imoy tmei oleide. There's no din shmini. So the Gemara asked the kashe nu deiris arishayinim yachicha. You see there was a din shmini. So what did he say to this kasha? No. But he's sticking to his guns that the drosh is telling me that there's no din shmini. I doiris arishayim, nit neteirev nischat shaloch. If he wouldn't have been so firm with his shita, evot kikensog nepesandosh. Bemisin is azoi. That from doiris arishayim you see that the din tume is not the Jemi Shmini is not totally in Tumah, because the Deiris HaRishonim there were Malbe Shmini even though there was no Tumah. So you see, you're right, Shmini is not totally in Tumah, but the Drosha Uvayoy, but there's a Hekish over here, there's a Hekish the old Zohar V'Toma Uvayoy Mashmini, there's a Hekish someplace. So the Hekish is Al Kaponim in Deiris Ein Shabbos Uvayoy Mafilu B'Shabbos, that's Dafka Ovima Tmei Leide. So Memela Volt Given Shalom Al Yisrael. From the Deiris HaRishonim we see that you don't darshan it on Shmini, because they didn't have Tumas Leide and they had Shmini. So we see Shmini isn't totally in Tumas Leide. I'm on the fault of Hekish, so the Hekish is not on Shmini. The Hekish is in Undavaya Uvayoyim. That Uvayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is Deichem, that would mean is Deichem Shabbos, that is Davkev Imay Tmei Leide. That would be if Rav Asi could have been a little flexible. Of Eres Doch Given an action. He said, no, nit ne teire v'nischat shaloche. So he holds it's a miyut and shmini also. In fact, the Gemara, I wish to disagree with you. Both of these Amiroim hold that there's a din shmini. The machloikis is if it's Deichem Shabbos. So you see, Fakel, so the miyut is not a miyut in shmini, the miyut is a miyut in Triya Shabbos. So he said, no, you're learning wrong pshat in them. Fakel, the miyut, it's one child. If there's a din shmini, there's a din Triya Shabbos. If there's no din shmini, there's no din Triya Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Yoytzei doifen shenikras imoy. Shtei olei, so Rashi has two pshotem. Shnei oirois ze al ze. So Shnei Oirois is not Doiche Shabbos. There's no din. So Lefiya Emes, it's not the Koritav, I mean, it's not Doiche Shabbos. And Lefiya Emes, there's no din Shmini. There's no din Shmini by Shnei Oirois. Dr. Sam Seifer, how could you ever know if there's Shnei Oirois before you make a bris? I mean, how could you know Shnei Oirois? When you make a bris, you'll see there's not two Oirois. There's two Oirois. How could you know before that? I mean, he wants to say a Rai, not like Rashi, that the Shiltas learns Pshat, that, I mean, our Gemara is Mavua Fakelt, but the Shiltas was Geiris in the Gemara, that if there's no Din Shmini, it means you start from Chi. Not that you start from the first day. You start from Chi. So, Memela, you make a Bris, you cut off one Ola Shmini, so you see it's just another Ola, so you wait till Chi. But according to, that's his Kasha. What if Pshat Lefiyem is, that Shnei Oireis Zel Zeh? How could you know before Shmi? Al Kaponim, the Shtei Olis, and the Svasem is going to say it's not Deiche Shabbos, we don't know which Ola is Deiche Shabbos. Maybe one Ola is Deiche. Once it says Ola Soy, one Ola is Deiche. Two Olas are not Deiche. So you don't know which is the Ola that's Deiche, the top one or the bottom one. So maybe that's why it's not Doiche Shabbos. But Omri lo Shnei Gidim. Others say a different pshat here to Gidim, and I don't know, as the Miri explains, which Gid is the Iker Gid, and which one is a Gid HaNoisip. So Mamela said that's also not Doiche Shabbos. There's no din shmini, it's not Doiche Shabbos. So about Talia, the Chilul Shabbos, Toli b'mila l'ches. The Mishin ima l'ches, Doiche Shabbos. And Mishin ima l'ches, ain't it Doiche Shabbos. The Chstiva, by Yoyim ha-shmini, the Afinim in Eva, Afilo b'shabbos, b'nima l'ches, Ksiv. Period. So, so the way we had, that this Shaila of Tmei Yoleide, is a din shmini, is a machlekes, amayroim, and Rabasi holds up upon him, that is no din shmini. Zog de Gemore weiter. Ketanoi, this Shaila, if the Din Shmini is totally in Tumas Leido or not, is a Machloikes Tanoi. What is the Machloikes Tanoi? Yesh Yelid Bayis Shenimoil Le'echo. There's a Miknas Kesef and a Yelid Bayis, and we'll soon see which each one, what the Chilik is. But Yesh Yelid Bayis Shenimo Le'echot. The Yesh Yelid Bayis Shenimo Le'shmoine. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenimo Le'echot. The Yesh Miknas Kesef Shenimo Le'shmoine. Now, let us the while skip over the big Rashi, the Hochi Garsina, Ketanoi Hoda Ravasi, because in order to understand this Rashi, we have to learn through the whole Sugya. But let's go to the next Rashi. Yesh Yelid Bayish Shenimor Le'echot. Zut Rashi Azoi. Detrei Kroi Iksibi. Be Yelid Bayis U Miknas Kesef. There's two psukim by Yelid Bayis and Miknas Kesef. Chad Ksiv Beiches. One pasuk it seems that a yelid bayis and miknas kesef is nimol beches. The chad like siv beches. There's no din ches. Now Rashi brings down the psukim. Himol yimol yelid beischo umiknas kaspecho. This is God the second pasuk. Loi meforish bei leches yomim. Himol yimol. There's a din mila yelid beischo miknas kaspecho. Uch siv. And there's a pasuk before. Uben Shmoinas Yomim Yimel Lochem Kozocho Ledoire Seichem. So now the first half of this pasuk seems to speaking about his children. Kozocho Ledoire Seichem. Now it says further, Yelid Bayis Umiknas Kesef. So it seems that Yelid Bayis Umiknas Kesef also is a din of Ben Shmoinas Yomim. Umistavre. So now we have here two psukim. So Rashi says, so how should we be miyashiv the two psukim? Umistavre, dahai the meforish beile shmoine. The posik that says shmoine, haino heichedid domi li Yisrael ma'alye. That he's doime li Yisrael ma'alye. Shenoilad bebeisoy shal Yisrael. It was noilad bebeisoy shal Yisrael mishekonoy. That he, after he was purchased, miknas kesef, after he was purchased, because we're speaking about yimel lochem kol zochot, so we're speaking about his own children, then it says miknas kesef. So now this miknas kesef that is nimel bishmoine, mistame is similar to the deir seichem that's nimel lishmoine. So what does that mean? Shenoilad bebeisoy shel Yisrael mishekone, after he purchased them, he was born belonging to him. The dumye de lochem beinan, just like his own children. So it was born out his child. Is memela d'chsiba ukra yimoy lochem kol zocha. So it was born his child. Bahoda yelid bayisoy miknas kesef. Hilka. So now Rashi says, now let's start making tziyurim. We'll first learn the Rashi and we'll see it in the Gemara. Lokach shivcha miuberes. If he purchased a shivcha that was muuberes. V'yoldo. And so he purchased a shivcha muuberes. V'yoldo. Hareze miknas keser. So the uber that was purchased is a miknas keser. He bought him. the goof sholem hu bimei imoi, he purchased this, that's called, this is, he purchased him, it's not called yelid bayis. Yelid bayis means it was nisabo by him, we'll see later. Miknas kesef means I bought the yubel. Harei ze miknas kesef, the goof sholem hu bimei imoi. Vikonoi, so I bought a uber. So that's called miknas kesef. Shenimo leches, the dumye lo de lochemu. This miknas kesef is dumye to my own child. Shenoilat birshusay shal Yisrael. Just like my own child was born birshusay shal Yisrael. So he was also born birshusay shal Adayim because he was purchased before he was born. So it was Neilad Bershusay Shal Yisrael. Lokach Shivcha Uvlodo Imo. What happens if he didn't buy a Shivcha Miyuberes? The Shivcha gave birth. Now he purchased the Shivcha and the Vlad. Shekvar Yoldosay. Va'av Alpishloi Ovro Olof Chesel Leidosay. Moloi Miyad. Kedersiv Himel Yimel. Because this child was not born b'shusay. He purchased them after the later. The lav dumye de lachemu. Yeah. Lo kach shivcho v'nis abro etzloi. What's the third case? He purchased a shivcho. And the shivcho became uberes by him. Lehavi uber miknas keset. The uber is not miknas kesef. He didn't buy the uber. He bought the mother. Elo yelid bayis. That's called a yelid bayis. Shenimoy leches, the dumye de lachem. This is dumye de lachem. Yelid, someone says pshat, that yelid means nisaba. That there was nisaba bebeisoy. It was nisaba. He bought a shivcha. It was nisaba. So that's yelid bayis. Shenimoy leches, the dumye de lachem. Now we have one problem. Yelid bayis, that's noilad bershusay hanimo le'echot. I'll leave it the time to come. What is the case of a yelid bayis that was noilad bershusay and it's nimo le'echot, it's not dumye de lochem? Now let us go back to the Gemara and now we'll understand the Gemara a little better. Kitanoi. Yesh yelid bayis shenimo le'echot. There's a case, a yelid bayis is nimul the first day that's born. V'yesh lid bayis, shenimul l'shmoine. Yesh miknas kesef, shenimul l'echot. Yesh miknas kesef, shenimul l'shmoine. Now the Gemara's going to start explaining. Yesh miknas kesef, shenimul l'echot. Yesh miknas kesef, shenimul l'shmoine. Keitza. Lokach shivcha miyuberes. He purchased a shivcha that was muberes. Later the shivcha gave birth. So this was a miknas kesef. He purchased the uber. And the uber was born b'shusay. V'achar kach yoldo. Zehu miknas kesef. Hanimel l'shmoine. This is dumye de lochem. This is dumye to your own child. Just like your own child was noilad b'shusay. So this miknas kesef was also noilad b'shusay. So it's nima l'shmoine. Lo kach shivcha uvlo do'imo. But what happens if he purchased a shivcha that had already given birth and he purchased a vla together with her? Zui miknas kesef shenima le'echot. This is a miknas kesef shenima le'echot. Because this is not dumye de lochem. This was not noilad b'rshusay. He purchased them after the later. So this is a miknas kesef. V'yesh yelid bayish shenima l'shmoina. What is the case? A yelid bayish shenima l'shmoina keitzad. Lokach shivcha. He bought a shivcha. That was not muberes. V'nis abra etzlei v'yoldo. So the uber we cannot call miknas kesef. He didn't purchase the uber. He purchased the shivcha before the uber. V'nisabro etzloi v'yoldo zeh yelid bayis hanima l'shmoina. So that's called yelid bayis. Yelid is nisabro etzloi b'bayis. That's called yelid bayis hanima l'shmoina. But now we have to figure out what is the case of yelid bayis hanima l'echo. Is Rav Choma oimer as follows. Yolda iftis yelid bayis gave birth. Va'achakach itvila, and later she was tevil herself. The shivcha that he had purchased as yet did not tevil herself l'shem shivchas. So memele b'shas leide, it wasn't tmeya leide. Zehu yelid bayis anima liyecha. This is a yelid bayis anima liyecha because it's not doime to lochem. But what happens if she first was toivel herself with same shivchis? So Trashi Rav Chomoy merit vilo l'shem avdes v'chol alo shem toira shivchas Yisroel dinischai v'bechol mitzvah shishecha yevez ben lavit mei oleide zeilid bayish anim olaches yoda v'it vilo zeilid bayish anim olech odachol shilim et mei oleide heimantin loy leches kiravasi.